Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On their face, the articles of impeachment, they don't allege high crimes and misdemeanors. They fail on their face.
And honestly, if you're heading to work today and you don't have time to understand all the impeachment stuff, Lee, that is literally all you need to know.
Yeah.
That's it. We're done here. I mean, so there's going to be all kinds of debate and analysis in the media. Well, I thought he presented his case. Well, I don't know. It's all very confusing and shades of gray and blah. No. It's very simple to understand. It's not hard to understand. Sixth grader could grasp this by the end of class period today in social studies. Teacher says, take out your constitutions. It's a short read. Let's flip to the section on impeachment. What are the standards for impeachment? Whatever Nancy says. No. It's right there. No need to be a legal scholar to read. It's very simple. Bribery. High crimes. Misdemeanors. Bribery is a crime, right?
Yeah.
Okay. High crimes. Those are crimes. Hence the high crimes, pretty obvious. And misdemeanors, those are also crimes. Right there. Are they accusing the president of high crimes? No. Are they accusing the president of bribery in their articles of impeachment? No. Did the word bribery ever come up? Ever? In the entire impeachment hearing? Any times at all? Yes, it did. Remember when it came up? Wasn't in regards to Trump. Was in regards to Biden. Bribing the Ukraine officials with the money, with our federal dollars. But did it come up with regards to Trump? No. So not only is it not alleged in the articles of impeachment, never even came up. So we don't mean bribery. Got my constitution right here. Got the text. You can Google it too. It's not hard to understand. Don't have to be a legal scholar. No bribery alleged. Nope. Any crimes alleged? How about some misdemeanors? Those are crimes too. They're just lesser crimes. Any of those alleged? No? Then what are we doing?
Wasting time.
What, honest to God, what are we doing? I mean, and I have to say, I've been listening to the amazing analysis on the War Room podcast by Steve Bannon's podcast, but he's brought in a lot of legal experts, and Bannon is fit to be tied, and rightfully so.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, about the way that the Trump administration has messaged this.
Yeah.
Well, because, that too, yeah. I mean, every debates, you know, it's not fair and Trump was denied due process and he couldn't even have his defense attorneys, you know, during the hearings in the House. And this has never been done before to another president. And he was denied due process. Who cares? Are there crimes? No.
Yeah.
We're done here.
And that's the issue. You're right.
I mean, was it unfair? Yes. Was it unseemly? Yes. Did they hide it in the basement because they have nothing? Yes. Let's make this really simple. Let's break this down, like, to the simplest level. Okay, any town in any state, United States of America, police come in, prosecutor comes in, John Smith's there. All right, John Smith, what are you charging him with? Because when you go to court, and I know because I sat in court for years as a reporter, crime reporter, they have to do something very simple. If they arrest you, they have to state the statute you broke. They can't just be like a bank robbery.
Yeah.
Okay, like, what kind of, you can't just say that. What kind of bank robbery? Well, specifically this statute, this one, and this one. Statutes are like laws that you broke. You have to delineate those. If, you know, a prosecutor came in and, you know, she got to police, she got to prosecutor, alleging a crime, and there's no statute listed, Lee, and the judge says, I'm sorry, the paperwork's not complete. What statute are you charging? You have to charge under a statute. Oh, none. None? No. You're not accusing him of a crime. No. Well, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
dismissed.
Yeah, exactly. The judge then says the case dismissed, gavels it out, and you're done. Out of here. See ya.
I mean, any judge in any courtroom, pick the most podunk town in the United States of America, gets this. Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. You can't charge a person without a crime. And the Constitution makes that clear, too, in the case of the president. So when you look at, you know, when you look at impeachment, there's one person in the United States of America who has a slightly different jury than the rest of us. That's the president of the United States of America. But the Constitution still makes clear he's got to be charged with a crime. It's got the bribery, high crimes, or misdemeanors. Those are the only options. There are no other options. There's no, well, we feel he's violated the Constitution. Awesome. What section? Tell us. Is it bribery, high crimes, or misdemeanor? Well, we're here because of the Constitution. That'd be like walking into criminal court and going, well, judge, you know, we feel he's violated the law. Nobody's above the law. Okay? I need complete charge paperwork. So you're going to have to give me a statute. We don't have one. And, you know, Bannon is right. The Trump administration has, I mean, I got to say, this is a disastrous PR spin. That's as simple as the message should be. There are no crimes, so you must acquit. You must dismiss, whatever. Instead, they've gotten caught up running in these incredibly confusing circles. Mm-hmm. And I watched the debates on Facebook and my eyes just glaze over. Like, okay, that's irrelevant, that's irrelevant, that's irrelevant, that's irrelevant, that's irrelevant. Is there a crime? You got a crime? Awesome. No crime. We're done here. Bob Barr, the impeachment manager for Bill Clinton. Remember, he was a Democrat at the time in Congress. Mm-hmm. Bob Barr from Georgia. He was on with Bill Hemmer, and he makes the same point. He's like, I don't understand what's going on here.
What she said today, that is...
He's talking about Nancy Pelosi.
The president broke the law. Simply raises once again the question, well, if you, the Speaker, and you, the House, believe that the president broke the law, why didn't you include in the impeachment articles violations of the law? So the question immediately on the part of the senators should be, well, if the president broke the law, why didn't you charge that?
The only question that matters.
Yep.
There are no other questions that matter. And this is why, Lee, the scramble to have the witnesses. Well, we got to find new things. Yeah. Because they don't have a basis for this impeachment.
Well, this is all a shell game. This is all to confuse the voters.
To confuse, yep.
And that's all this is about. This has, because they've known from day one that they don't have any legal cause of action here. And this is what their plan was from the time that Trump was inaugurated, actually before that, right after the election. This is well documented. This was the plan. And they didn't care whether or not there was a crime committed. They were going to move to impeach, period. That was stated by these folks.
What's so pernicious about what they did is, and it's brilliant, their PR spinsters who came up with this to go out and say, no one's above the law, no one's above the law. Listen closely. I'm not saying you broke the law. You're saying no one's above the law.
Right, exactly.
And every time I hear it, I want to come undone. What law?
Yeah.
What law? Give me a law. Give me a statute. Give me something. Right. Heck, you know what? Choose from one of the three above, okay? We won't even go specific enough to know what law. Are you picking bribery? You going with high crimes? Are you sticking with misdemeanors? Can you pick one of those three? Can you give us a broad category of laws he might have broken? Nope, can't do it. So they pick charges that sound like a law that you might have broken. Obstruction of justice, Lee. That sounds like that might be a law, right?
Yeah, but
that sounds like that could be like a statute. Okay.
But obstruction of Congress is not.
No, presidents obstruct Congress all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's your view. I mean, Nancy thinks he obstructed. Trump didn't. We've been having this debate since the founding.
As I heard somebody point out on Fox News yesterday. Simply vetoing a bill is an obstruction of Congress.
Yeah. And they're not wrong when they say, legal scholars, and we're going to play some of them today, when they say, okay, well, any action by the president in the future that Congress doesn't like under this impeachment could be viewed as impeachable. When Jonathan Turley, a liberal law professor who says he voted for Hillary, says every president from the founding could be impeached. By these standards, would have been impeached by these standards. He's not wrong because there are no standards. This is completely unconstitutional because they throw out the Constitution and pretend it does not say bribery, high crimes, or misdemeanors. They just pretend. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit."
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least OJ, we knew like what statute he was charged under.
Yeah, there was definitely a specific law that he was accused of breaking.
Yes. Yeah, let's take OJ. Suppose it came to the judge. Well, you know, OJ's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really mean, doesn't like his wife, treats her badly. Okay. What's the charge? Well, she's dead. Okay. What's the charge? Have we told you how bad of a guy OJ is? Yeah, you did. I mean, that's literally what we're doing here. A judge in a county courtroom would go insane. I mean, they literally would go nuts and probably order the person to be released on the spot. You can't hold somebody without a charge. Never mind. Forget it. That's how America used to work. I don't know how it works now. I'm completely confused.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, "Here, I heard Nadler's argument in Face the Nation. He spoke about the Federalist Papers. How are those justification for impeachment? I can't remember what those are." Federalist Papers, they're basically a collection of letters, essays, pieces, speeches that were given by people later considered to be the founding fathers. They don't justify the impeachment. See, here, you know, okay, here, right here on the text line is just an example of the confusion they're caught. They know you're not really sure what the Federalist Papers are. It sounds really hard to read. And they actually are because of the dense old English. I've read a lot of it. Not all, but most. The dense old English. You read one. They're not long, each particular one. Most of them aren't anyway. A couple pages tops. But they're written in such dense old English that it's like hard to, you almost need like a crib sheet translation to fully understand what they're talking about. Although you read them a couple times and you can get it. But no, those don't justify the impeachment. The power to impeach the president does not come from the Federalist Papers. It does not. They are not legally binding documents. They're ideas for how the country was to be run, and they're an explanation for how the founding fathers got to the actual documents that bind our nation. So forget the Federalist Papers. You don't have to read those to understand. Nadler's just lying. He's trying to confuse people. This is not hard. This is very, and you know, look, if you take anything from the show, almost every subject, almost every day, the media's goal, after they lie to you, obfuscate, leave out information and confuse you, is to get you to believe that you could not possibly understand what is going on here without their expertise. Yet they're wrong on everything. They want you to continue to view the world through their lens. Well, you want to understand it. Don't even bother to look at the Federalist Papers. They're not legally binding anyway. They're great, though, but they're not legally binding. We use them sometimes on this show, we have in the past, just to explain what the founders were thinking, what they meant by something they wrote. But they're not legally binding. By something they wrote, I mean the Constitution, the way they worded perhaps an article of the Bill of Rights, something like that. You don't need the Federalist Papers. Don't bother with that. That's Nadler trying to confuse you. Google the Constitution. Google the text of it. Get the text. Pull the text up. Text search impeachment. Read it. It's very simple. Not hard to understand. You either need bribery, which is a crime. High crime, which is obviously a crime, or a misdemeanor. Misdemeanors are lower level crimes. That's all you need. They don't have one. And that's why Nadler is a Democrat from the House Congress member is out there trying to confuse, what affect the Federalist Papers? And, oh, look, there's a squirrel. You couldn't possibly understand. We are so much smarter than you. We know things like words like the Federalist Papers. The Federalist Papers have never been used as a basis for impeachment in this country. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they were cited. It's possible. But they're not the basis for the impeachment. Constitution is. You need a high crime, misdemeanor, or bribery. They don't have it. They don't have it. And see, that's a problem because the country is about to figure that out. If the Republicans do their job right in the Senate. And so they need to confuse you. That's what I need to do. They need to confuse you. Oh, I didn't know this. This is great. I got to get this. Good morning, Tara. On the Federalist Papers a few years back, Glenn Beck published a book that takes the Federalist Papers and updates the language so most people can understand them. Fabulous. Thank you. I'm going to get that. I actually read them through the old English. Does make you want to pound your head into the wall. Texter writes, any talk about last night's debate this morning? Yes, I have quite a bit to say. We're going to start that in the next segment. Love to know what you think. Any of you get the mailer? Did you get the mailer? Sent out by A.T. Smith's campaign? What'd you think? Making fun of his opponent's teeth? His dental work? By the way, you know what? I was curious about that. A.T. Smith sends out a mailer, his campaign does, making fun of his opponent, Hobart Lewis's teeth. And I was thinking, I'm so confused by that every weekend, because I mean, I've sat right here next to Hobart Lewis. About three feet away in a chair. I never once noticed his teeth. So last night at the debate, I was very curious. I was like, did I miss his teeth? Is there something wrong with that guy's teeth? So, I mean, I was curious. Kind of snuck a look at his teeth. What darn thing wrong with his teeth? They look like anybody else's teeth. Folks, let me just ask you, just a personal question. This isn't even political, okay? Would you be embarrassed to have your name on a mailer that went out to thousands of people in this county making fun of your opponent's teeth? His dental work or lack thereof? When, by the way, again, nothing wrong with Hobart Lewis's. I don't even know how they did. They must have used an old picture or something, or maybe they doctored it. And it, which is odd because the mailer says they didn't Photoshop the picture. Anyway, Hobart Lewis is coming in at 8:05. I'm going to ask him about this because I'm so confused. There's nothing wrong with the guy's teeth. I'll ask you another question. And I'm going to take your answers on the other side. I'll read them on the text. Now, if you want to call, I'd love that. 800-347-1063. If your child's principal, you know, when your kid's in school, maybe your kids were in school, called and said, your child made fun, has been making fun of another kid's teeth. How would you feel about that as a parent? And then the principal said, yeah, and it wasn't just like in the bathroom or on the playground. He did it in front of the whole school. Wait. My child made fun of another child's teeth in front of the whole school? How would you feel about that as a parent? See, because I'd be mortified. And there would be some sore rear ends in my family that night. And a fallout from that for that child would last a long time. I don't know about you. I'd just love to know. Because, see, that's what we recognize when kids do it as bullying. Send out a mailer making fun of your opponent's teeth? A.T. Smith, what the heck? Did you get the mailer? What'd you think?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So did you see that A.T. Smith mailer? Sheriff's races today, runoffs today. Between A.T. Smith and Hobart Lewis. Did you get the mailer in the mail? You ever had that one of those moments where you think you're reading one of those funny Babylon Bee pieces and then you realize it's real? I was in Myrtle Beach at my daughter's volleyball tournament. So I wasn't home to get anything out of the mailbox. And I got the first email about it. Picture of it. And on the front of it, A.T. Smith's campaign's making fun of Hobart Lewis's teeth. Wouldn't it be embarrassing if we elected this guy? I thought it was fake. I mean, that was my first reaction. My first reaction was, this must be fake. I mean, because nobody would put their name on this. I was kind of wondering, like, what did Hobart Lewis's campaign put this out to try to make it look like A.T. Smith was smearing him? So a friend of mine, a friend of ours, my husband's, you know, said, no, this came in my mailbox. He sent us a picture with his license next to it. See, it wasn't fake. I just dropped my jaw. Making fun of Hobart Lewis for not having a college degree and for having bad teeth. Again, I was at the debate last night. I saw Hobart Lewis's teeth. There's nothing wrong with his teeth. They're normal teeth. They don't strike you in any way when you see their teeth. And I was like, that. If you notice on the show, I haven't gotten into this race. I did my duty, did my interviews. Like I always do, ask the hard questions of every candidate. We were really tough on every candidate. We did the debates, asked some tough questions there. And I was like, yeah, I'm not getting into this one. You guys decide. Not doing it. I saw that flyer. I saw that mailer. That was the single most disturbing piece of political propaganda I have ever seen. And the more I thought about it, the more absolutely outraged I got by that flyer. And I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me maybe I'm overreacting to this. I was outraged by that flyer. And again, you've heard me for the last couple of weeks telling you I don't care who wins this race, whatever. I don't know who to vote for. You know, I'm throwing my hands in the air. I was absolutely floored by that. And then I was floored by A.T. Smith's response. Because, you know, the internet exploded. I mean, people just, like, can't believe he did it. That he would send something out like that. So A.T. Smith takes to his Facebook page and says that he's sorry that the flyer was mailed out. He didn't know. Had no idea. He was confused. Never saw it. Some consultant sent it out. And he's fired the consultant. Mm-hmm. The poor choice of words were unkind, distracted from the intent of communicating my accomplishments to the citizens of Greenville County. The mailer cover has a photograph of both myself and Mr. Lewis. After the design process, Mr. Wood, his consultant, added a poorly worded disclaimer to indicate the photograph had not been digitally altered. It was an unfortunate choice. Says you didn't know about it. Let me attempt to comprehend this. You didn't know you sent a flyer out to thousands of people making fun of your opponent's teeth? And you didn't know you donated $3,000 to Hillary Clinton 3 weeks before the 2016 election, in which you now tell us you voted for Trump? You didn't know. It was news to you, and you were shocked to find out you had done that. In not one, but two checks. FEC report right there. A.T. Smith, $3,000 to Hillary Clinton. He had no idea. No clue. Said his wife must have written a check. She's Bill Clinton's cousin. Big Democrat. I don't know. Let's see. $3,000. That's like two beach vacations for my family. Would you notice that money was gone from your account? Would you ask your spouse, hey, there's $3,000 gone. Where'd that go? Guess not. He says it's her money too. It was an accident. She donated it in his name. And there was just so much confusion. Okay, so let me get this straight. You didn't notice the $3,000 gone from your account. Had no idea Hillary Clinton received a $3,000 donation in your name 3 weeks before the election of 2016. No idea. No clue. Didn't know. You had no idea your campaign sent a mailer out making fun of your opponent's teeth and the fact that he doesn't have a college degree. Are you going to have any idea what's going on in the sheriff's office when you're running it, sir? Any clue? You got a clue? I'm mad. Can you tell? I am mad. And you know, I haven't said a thing about this race. I haven't. I stayed out of it. I just like, you know what scares me here? Let me tell you what scares me. Because if you're a deputy today, you weren't going to vote. You need to go vote. Let me tell you what. This is what A.T. Smith does. We're already seeing the pattern here. He just throws other people under the bus for things that are his responsibility. Didn't know he donated to Hillary Clinton $3,000. Missed that in his name. Wow, that's hard to explain. He has no idea. He, by the way, gets mad at me for bringing it up on the air. It's always the girl's fault. Gets mad at me, complains about it. No idea his campaign sent out the mailer. I just got to ask you, if you're a sheriff's deputy working for this man, you feel good about going out with your gun and your badge? Because let me tell you what, if you have to shoot somebody in the line of duty, legitimately defend yourself, Granville News is going to be all over you. You know that. The local media, as biased they are, they're going to be all over you. This is the man who's got to back you up as sheriff. And his position is that nothing that happens under his control is his fault. Ever. It's his wife's fault for writing a check to Hillary Clinton a couple weeks before the Trump campaign. Didn't know about that. Jeez, I had no idea. It's his campaign consultant's fault that a mailer went out making fun of his opponent's teeth. Yeah, I had no idea. You going to know anything that goes on in the sheriff's office? If you got any clue? Because see, if I was a deputy, I would get to the polls today. Because this is not the guy you want at your back if you have to defend yourself, because he's going to throw you slap under that bus. Oh, and he's a Democrat, too. I mean, it's clear he's a Democrat. Come on. You write a $3,000 check. I don't care if your wife wrote it. And by the way, I don't believe that. I think he wrote it. And here's another thing. If that was a mistake, your wife, the Hillary campaign misunderstood when they filed that with the FEC in 2016. You've had how many years to change that, sir? It's 2020. You've had 4 years to clear up the misunderstanding, but you didn't. Because he wrote the check. He's a Democrat. He and his wife live in Maryland. He lived in Maryland until this seat came open. Then he moved back here. Live in Maryland right outside D.C. They're swamp creatures, that's why. And by the way, to send this mailer out, boy, these are Clinton tactics, aren't they? Okay, that's all I have to say about this. You can tell I am. Like I said, I wasn't getting into this race. You haven't heard me talk about it. Other than interviewing these guys. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Asking what people think if they got this A.T. Smith flyer making fun of Hobart Lewis's teeth, Hobart Lewis's opponent in the sheriff's runoff today. It's a primary runoff. Say for the record, there's nothing wrong with Hobart Lewis's teeth. I saw them last night. They're perfectly normal teeth. So while the flyer he sent out said it's not misrepresentation, his teeth really look that way. And I'm going to ask him today. Hobart Lewis will be in at 8:05. I'm really curious if he's had dental work done. That's an old picture. Or did they alter it while saying they didn't alter it? It was a Clinton-esque tactic, but that's not surprising. This is a guy who donated $3,000 in two checks to Hillary Clinton 3 weeks before the election, 2016 election. Now, you listen to his interview on my show. He said he didn't know he did it. His wife must have written the check. Must have all been a confusing mistake. They must have just taken the name off the check. All very confusing. Not his fault. Kind of like the flyer isn't his fault. The mailer isn't his fault. Making fun of his opponent's teeth and the fact that he doesn't have a college diploma. You know what? That made me just as mad as the teeth. You know only 34% of the residents of Greenville County have a college diploma? So, A.T. Smith apparently believes that you are not qualified. You should not be in a management position if you don't have a college degree. That's a bizarre thing to tell an electorate that, you know, only 34% of them have college degrees. And it burned my butt. I'll tell you what, my sister doesn't have a college degree. She's in middle management at a bank. I mean, is she not qualified? I'm so confused. It was such an elitist snob smackdown. It was Clinton-esque. You know, and when it comes from a guy who, yes, A.T. Smith was born here. Yes, he kept his house here. Yes, he kept his deer lease here, as he explained last night. But he moved to Washington. He lived there. He's a swamp dweller. Came back in 2015 when it looked like the sheriff's race was open. The current sheriff was weak. Here's his wife explaining where they live or lived until 2015. Sorry, I should ask you to turn the audio back on.
It's actually worked out really well for us.
That's awesome.
I know.
And you're here mostly in D.C.
Yeah.
Like, you live here, though, right?
No. My house is in Maryland.
Oh, where in Maryland? I'm from?
Bowie.
Oh, nice.
So last night he says he moved his residence, A.T. Smith did, back to Greenville in 2015, just in time for the election. I think it's going to be like the usual suspects. This guy loses, we'll never hear from him again. He'll just like limp into the crowd and you'll never hear from him again. Texter writes, let's see, Tara, can you tell us where the voting polls will be today? Also, what do we need to bring with us to vote? I'm definitely going to vote today. Polls open at 7. I would recommend calling the Board of Elections. Because the polls are not going to be where they normally are because schools are in session today. So if you usually vote in a school, you may be voting somewhere else. So I would call the Board of the Greenville County Board of Elections. Just ask them, hey, where do I vote? Texter writes, Smith had nothing to do with the prostitution scandal during his time at the Secret Service. Also, I'm sure he didn't. It doesn't have anything to do with anything that is his responsibility. Texter writes, I can't help but wonder why Smith is spending all this money for a job he certainly doesn't need. Why not enjoy retirement out of the swamp? Or is he trying to bring the swamp here? I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't going to take a position on this race. I asked all the candidates tough questions. But that mailer making fun of his opponent's teeth and education level was the single most offensive piece of political propaganda from a campaign I have ever seen. I cannot imagine putting my name on that. I can't fathom it. Of course he didn't, though. He had no idea his campaign sent it. No idea he wrote a $3,000 check, was written in his name to Hillary Clinton. He didn't have any idea about anything, but he wants to run the sheriff's department, sheriff's office. He wants to do that. You work for him there. Keep in mind, his position is that everything that goes wrong is someone else's fault. It would terrify me to work for a guy like that in law enforcement.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.